Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. So we had these FBI whistleblowers, this hearing in the House Judiciary Committee. And one of the whistleblowers is Garrett O'Boyle. He's since now been suspended from the FBI, made a lot of interesting testimony. He said it's up to members of this committee, current and former FBI employees, and indeed all Americans to ensure that the weaponization of our own government against the people comes to an end, no matter the personal cost. Anyway, here's part of his testimony. Telling Matt Gaetz, the FBI took his family's clothes and his family had to beg other people for help.
How old were your children when they moved you across the country?
6, 5, 3, and 2 weeks.
A 2-week-old baby. Could you get your stuff?
6 weeks later.
Also, for 6 weeks, almost every possession to your name the FBI had and wouldn't give back to you. What time of year was it? Was it winter, summer?
When I reported, it was in September. So when we were traveling, it was summertime, essentially. So we had basically summer clothes, but then we were basically stranded in Wisconsin, which is where we're from. It gets cold there pretty quick.
And yeah, I'll take your word for it. I'm a Florida man. But what was it like when you had to go and explain to your wife that you didn't have coats for your children because the FBI wouldn't give them back to you?
It was horrible. I mean, we were asking family for clothes and excuse me. That's a difficult time.
Yeah. You became a charity case, didn't you?
I did. And now I get derided for that. I never thought I'd have to accept charity in my life. I thought I would be able to take care of my family, but I'm grateful for everyone who has provided charity to me. That even includes a former colleague's church. I would name the church to give them recognition, but I'm too worried that the FBI would send informants to infiltrate that church as well.
Yeah, well, they've already done that with the Catholics. I yield back.
Pretty amazing testimony. Anyway, joining us now is whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle. Sir, first of all, I'm so sorry what has happened to your family and what you've had to go through. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on, Sean. I really appreciate it.
What is the status financially of your family now? How are things at this point?
You know, we have seen an influx there's another whistleblower. His name's Kyle Serif, and he set up a Give, Send, Go. And there has been an overwhelming amount of support just since yesterday. And so it does not go unnoticed. It is overwhelming to see the support that people are starting to provide now that they're learning more about what the FBI does to people who simply want to shine a light on the darkness that they love to hide.
Let's talk about what you saw that made you become a whistleblower.
Okay, so there's a number of things. I've been advised that I can only talk about the things that are currently public. So some of the stuff from my testimony yesterday and some of the stuff that came out in the Judiciary Committee's report heading into the hearing. You know, one example we talked about in the hearing yesterday was that militia or domestic violent extremism symbols guide. That's one instance where simple symbols of Americana for decades and years that Americans have clung to as symbols of freedom and hope are now being used by the FBI as indicators of extremism and terrorism. And I think that's one of the primary examples that.
What kind of symbols? Can you be more specific?
Absolutely. So we've got the Betsy Ross flag. We've got 2A, just for the Second Amendment. One of them that's on there that is special to me is the Gadsden flag with the snake and says, "Don't tread on me" on it. I myself had that flag hanging in our garage in Kansas before we sold our house while I was still an agent there. And then the FBI releases, or that symbols guide comes out, and then I end up confirming that symbols guide and sending it to Congress. And it's astonishing and shocking stuff to single out a vast swath of Americans who love this country and who perhaps have those flags or those symbols. You know, many people even have them tattooed. They're so proud of this country. And for the FBI to take those and say these are symbols of extremism in this country now is just shocking. And I know the FBI, because Director Wray testified to it when it was brought up to him in August. I know they say, "Oh well, we caveat those products, you know, with how we're not supposed to investigate people simply for First Amendment protected speech." Well, that entire sheet is First Amendment protected speech, and there's no indication of anything other than, you know, some analyst somewhere probably saying, "Hey, you know what? I don't like these symbols. I'm going to use them and make them labels for domestic violent extremism in this country," when even many FBI agents are fond of those type of symbols for this country.
How many years ago did you join the FBI?
I first was hired in 2018.
Okay, so you've had a number of years there. Did you see a dramatic change politically in the FBI in those years you've been there?
You know, when I think back over the time, I think the first year especially, I was probably just trying to figure out how to do my job. And then it certainly didn't seem like it was a slow thing. It seemed rather abrupt, where it was suddenly like, what is going on in this agency? And, you know, I mentioned in my testimony how not many people have reached out to me from inside the Bureau. There has been a small contingent who have and who see a lot of the similar things that I see. And one of those people reached out to me again last night and told me how a number of senior agents on his squad cannot wait to retire. They simply are sprinting toward the finish line so they can escape the rot that organization has become.
It's funny because I have a friend of mine recently retired. I'm not going to say where or how long I've known him. I don't want to give any indication. He was counting down the days till he retired and could not wait to get out of there. And one of the things he said to me, "This is not the agency I signed up for. This is not the same agency it was, you know, even 6 years ago or 10 years ago." And he talked very specifically about what has happened. And, you know, we now know the involvement, for example, of the FBI and James Comey and the dirty dossier, and they couldn't verify it, and they still signed a FISA warrant. You're an FBI agent. If you found out Sean Hannity went before a judge and lied to a judge and said something was verified and it was actually debunked and not even verifiable, would you be looking at me as somebody that committed a crime of lying under oath?
Absolutely. And that is one of the most stark examples and how shocking the agency has become. And so many people still act as if there was somehow some type of proof that happened, when in actuality that dossier was garbage from the start. And we touched on it in my testimony yesterday. Goldman went down this line of questioning and talked about how the Durham investigation, he read a paragraph from it and tried to get me to admit that. Well, oftentimes, then those are open as into investigations, full investigations. And I said, well, oftentimes they're just closed down too. But the FBI didn't even do that initial part correctly by opening a preliminary investigation first because they had dubious information, and then they didn't verify it. And then they initially ran that investigation on a presidential candidate and then a sitting president for years. This whole country suffered for years on that fraud.
Nearly 4 years. And I know because I covered it every day, and I'm not patting myself on the back, Garrett, but we got that story right. Everybody else in the media got it wrong. Let's fast forward to the next presidential election, 2020. Your FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December 2019. John Solomon says it was completely authenticated and verified in the spring of 2020. I would think that the FBI has the ability to authenticate a laptop, whether it's Hunter Biden's laptop or anybody's laptop, within probably 72 hours. Am I wrong?
I would imagine that you're right. There are some absolute wizards when it comes to cyber information and crimes and technology, and even the operational technology division at Quantico. I mean, it's all top of the line, state of the art stuff. I'm certain they have that capability to rapidly verify that it's authentic.
So my question is, if they had the laptop, they verified the laptop, then can you explain to me why FBI agents we now know were meeting in the months leading up to the 2020 election with big tech companies, and even giving Twitter, what, $3.5 million, and warning these big tech companies they may be victims of a foreign disinformation campaign, and it may be about Hunter Biden and it may be about Joe Biden? How convenient, because they knew the laptop existed, and they also knew that Rudy Giuliani had a copy. And they also knew that the odds of it leaking were very high. Does that sound like election interference to you?
It does to me. And I hope and pray that we get to the bottom of it. But who in the FBI is going to? Because it's the FBI are the ones who have distorted the truth of the whole Hunter Biden laptop investigation since the start. And really, the intelligence community as a whole has done that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We continue with Garrett O'Boyle. He is one of the FBI whistleblowers. He's suspended and has no ability to even make money because of these draconian rules and oppression of the FBI. Now, I thought we had whistleblower laws that protect people like you. And apparently you become a whistleblower and, you know, we now look at your situation and you're suspended from the FBI without pay. And you're relying on people's generosity. And by the way, we'll put your link on my website, Hannity.com. If people would like to help out your family, and what is the status of your career at this point? Is it over? Do you get hired back? What's the process? And after you get whistleblower status, how is it possible that they put you in this position, considering you're telling stories about the FBI not following their own guidelines, rules, regulations, and laws?
Right. I wish I had a good answer for you, because 18 or there are whistleblower laws that we're supposed to be protected from retaliation for. But what the FBI does, because I know I'm not the only one, I know of a number of people that this has happened to, they come up with some type of dubious reason to suspend your security clearance. And then when you say, because this is what I did, I said, well, I've been providing protected disclosures to Congress. And then they say, well, this has nothing to do with that. This is a separate matter. So we're going to take your clearance. And so they basically are splitting hairs here. They're finding any reason they can come up with to strip you of your clearance. And there's really no due process when it comes to your security clearance. But you have to have a security clearance to go inside of an FBI building. So you have to have a security clearance.
So anybody that might be inclined to expose inappropriate behavior within the FBI is going to be treated to the Garrett O'Boyle treatment. They're going to treat him like you are. So they're sending a message to every agent. Don't you dare talk to Congress. By the way, Merrick Garland himself said so, which, you know, goes against our very own country's whistleblower laws. We don't have a lot of time left. Let me ask you this. Tell us about, you know, your family's in a pretty dire straits right now. And why can't you get another job? Are they just hanging you out there in limbo and you can't work? Are you getting paid while suspended?
So I'm not getting paid. I've not been getting paid. So initially, so when they suspend you, I was in the administrative leave at first, and then a few weeks later, they stripped my pay. And then when they did that, they said they gave me some FD form, a federal form, to fill out if I wanted to seek outside employment. So they say you can seek outside employment. However, I know from whistleblower Steve Friend that, and others, that if you attempt to get that outside employment, they routinely deny it. And then for someone like me or Steve, who were an agent, it's FBI policy that you cannot make more than $7,500 a year aside from your government salary. And then when you say, well, you guys took my pay, I have to make more than that, then they say, well, then you're going to be in violation of this policy. So
you're in a no-win situation. So you have a give, send, go site, right?
Right. So Kyle Serafin, another whistleblower who's been suspended, he set up one a while back. It's givesendgo.com/Kyle Serafin. That has been really taking off since yesterday. It is not going unnoticed. We're really overwhelmed with the amount of support that people have been showing and sending. And that's going to not just help me, it's also going to help Marcus Allen, who I would say is even in more dire straits than I am. He was one of the other ones testified yesterday, and he's been...
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put it up on my website, Hannity.com, and you know what? It's sad. This was the world's premier law enforcement agency, and now it is sadly, you know, come to this where it's politicized and weaponized. We'd love to have you back and get updates. We're going to follow all of your cases. Garrett, we appreciate you being with us, sir.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate being here.
800-941-SHAWN, our number. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get to your calls next. Judge Jeanine Pirro will join us as well. Hey, you're listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show. We'll have more of your favorite guests, topics, and memorable moments. That's all coming up. Hey, now you've heard the story about the guard tearing her house down. Now, the company tearing it down had bought it from a criminal who stole her title online and without her knowledge. This really happened. You can Google it. Anyway, Linda, our friends at HomeTitleLock.com, they showed you how simple it was to steal your title. What, they were able to steal your home in 6 short minutes. They also showed you how to protect your home. That's with their Total Title Protection. HomeTitleLock.com. Go there right now. Use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and my friends at Home Title Lock will give you the first 30 days of protection absolutely free. That's right, free, plus a free title scan to see if you are already a victim. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. You will not regret doing this. This is now becoming a bigger issue every day.
Pool parties, backyard barbecues, and a day at the beach. The Memorial Day weekend, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. You'll hear what everyone really thinks in D.C. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Majority of Oregon voters now say decriminalization of drugs has made crime and homelessness worse. And you have another county in Oregon that wants to join Idaho. I wonder if this is going to... If this is going to now become a trend. I know in Atlanta, Buckhead wanted to separate itself from the city of Atlanta and form their own city because all the crime and the lack of policing and the horrific governance that really represents the city of Atlanta, unfortunately. But anyway, the majority of voters in progressive Oregon now want to overturn the decriminalization of drugs. By the way, why was that a hard call to begin with? I never understood people that wanted to do that. Seemed pretty dumb to me. And it has not worked out well for so many different people. We also have a few woke stories, as it should not shock or surprise you. Linda, we've been talking about Budweiser, Bud Light, and we also have been talking about Miller Lite. Now we've got Adidas. We mentioned it on the TV program. They launched their Pride 2023 swimwear collection, advertising bathing suits, on its website under the women's section with the help of a male model, you know, that has like male chest hair and everything else in between.
I got to tell you, first of all, and this is, I mean, it makes me very sad. So Adidas is my favorite. Everything I wear is Adidas. I've been wearing shell tops my whole life. They're like my favorite sneaks. And I'm just like, really? Like, I don't, here's the thing. Even if you support this, and even if this is what you want to do, is there a reason why we can't have women modeling women's bathing suits? I'm just saying.
It was sort of like the Miller Lite commercial. Now, Memorial Day weekend is next weekend, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are correct.
Okay, so Memorial Day weekend is next weekend. And, okay, so Miller Lite had these ads in years gone by of people on the beach, including women in bikinis and men in swimsuits and shorts and with their tops off, drinking beer. Now, how much do you want to bet I could probably go to any popular beach in America this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend, and then later the 4th of July weekend, and guess what? I'd see people on the beach in women in bikinis, men in their swim trunks or shorts or whatever they wear, with their tops off, with their, you know, whatever beer they happen to be drinking, having fun. Now, why are they apologizing for what is going to be happening all over the country pretty much all summer long? Now, I'm not, you know me. I don't want to, my Irish skin, forget it, like breaks out and boils if I stay out there too long. So I can't stand getting sunburned and I avoid it at all costs. I got the worst Irish skin in the world. So, but people like sitting in the sun. I for the life of me can't get it. I don't like sitting on a beach for hours and hours at a time. I get so fidgety after like 20 minutes. I can't stand it anymore. And the people, thankfully, in my life that know me, love me, and care about me, they've come to accept I'm not going to be sitting on a beach for hours on end drinking beer. I'm not going to do it. Now, for those people that like to do it, I don't have any problem with it. But am I wrong? Are we going to see people on every beach at every beach town and all across the country? Likely women in bikinis or, you know, skimpy swimsuits and men in their, you know, swimming trunks, if you still call it that, and shorts, you know, with their shirt off, getting burned to a crisp, drinking beer. Am I going to see that everywhere or no?
I think that you will see it everywhere. And I think you will see it everywhere because everyone is so obsessed in the me generation to be the next cool big thing. So if they can be the person that's walking around and getting their picture taken and they're on Instagram and TikTok and all the other nonsense, they're going to do it just for attention. You know, this is another fleeting moment where people are just wearing really weird things and doing weird things. And these are people that are just doing it for the attention. They're not doing it because this is how they identify or whatever. It's just, I don't know. I think it's a bridge too far for me.
So one of my favorite people that I work with at the Fox News Channel is Judge Jeanine Pirro. We've been friends almost from day one. And she's brilliant. She's smart. She's irreverent. She's politically incorrect. She's funny. She has an incredible life's background and story to tell as a former prosecutor. She especially went out to protect innocent children when they were being victimized. And she's just, you know, and she's fun. She's a lot of fun. She's great to hang out with. She's kind of like Linda in the sense that she drops a few F-bombs here and there, and we love her for that. It's not anything against her. She's now written an incredible new book. It's called Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. I've had a chance now to read it cover to cover. I couldn't put it down. And it is an indictment. You know, a stinging rebuke indictment about how our nation is on the brink of destruction from enabling, you know, open borders, dismantling law enforcement. And she goes after and dismantles Joe Biden and his policies and his administration and all the far left ideologues that support him and how they want to fundamentally change America as we know it. Now, her book is out on early next week. You can get a first print edition copy. We have a link on Hannity.com. You can go to Amazon.com, soon bookstores everywhere as of next week. And it's called Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Judge, welcome to the program. Always great to have you. And she's also on the hit show, The Five. How are you?
I am terrific, Sean, and I have to say something in case your listeners think, you know, that how dare she drop F-bombs. And my mom, rest in peace, she used to always say to me, Jeanine, I did not raise you to speak like that. And I said, you know, Mom, I worked with cops for 3 decades. I can't help it. So that's from whence I come.
You don't have to apologize on this show for being real. We don't need an apology.
Thank you. But I'm thrilled to be on it. And you're right. The Crimes Against America is about the left's takedown of our republic. And it literally is a running chronology of everything that's happening in our country today. The truth is that, you know, you can open a newspaper, listen to your radio show, or turn on the television, and it's almost as though you're reading my book. Because everything from the Durham report to the invasion at the border to the takedown of the First Amendment free speech, as well as the closing of the schools and the Trojan horse of the left and the defunding of police, you know, is part of the takedown of America. It's in the book, and we see it every day. And this book, Sean, is the eighth book.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I've written, but it's also one of the easiest because it was so clear every time something happened, you knew it was part of the takedown.
You know, it's interesting. I stopped writing books after my third book, and I swore I was never going to write one again. I'll tell you why, because it's too hard. And and it's just not my thing. I find it so hard to sit down and write and then sand and polish and prime and paint. I mean, it just is a very arduous process. Now, I wrote one before the 2020 election because I knew that this country was on the brink. It was called Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink.
Yeah.
I really believe that your book takes this now showing that we're now on the brink, that there's nothing that they're doing that is working, nothing. And the level of corruption that has taken over our institutions is beyond anything I thought possible. I don't believe we have equal justice under the law or equal application of our laws anymore, Judge.
Well, we don't. And take it from a woman who's been a prosecutor, a judge, and a DA and ran for office 5 times for 3 decades. This is not something that we can ignore. And, you know, you have to thank Donald Trump. Remember when Donald Trump first came in, he talked about fake news, and everybody's like, what is he talking about? But it's almost as though he removed the veil. He showed America what was happening in this country, and now when we see it, we recognize it. Whether it is, you know, the First Amendment takedown, it was political correctness. If you don't say it the way they want it said, they're going to cancel you, you know, you're going to lose your job, you're a racist, you're a xenophobe, and all that nonsense. But then what happened was they took away the press's right of First Amendment to report the news by shutting down the Hunter Biden laptop story that impacted the election. I mean, if that isn't election interference, I don't know what is. And with 31 CIA directors and officials sign on to something.
Not 31, 51.
51, I'm sorry. You're right. You're so right. You know, when they sign on to that, because they know it's going to be a talking point for Joe Biden in a debate with Donald Trump, you say to yourself, how corrupt is Washington? The swamp is everything we thought it was, Sean. And in crimes against America, I believe our nation has been driven to the brink of destruction. And these far left ideologues, I'm doing a show on Sunday night, for example, at 10 o'clock and, on Fox, obviously. And the issue is Daniel Penny. All right. There's a Marine veteran who stood up. He took the role of the Good Samaritan and defended people in a subway car from a mentally ill schizophrenic individual who was dangerous, saying, I'm going to die and I'll go to jail for life. And the left is portraying this guy who was homeless and crazy as the kind of guy who really just wanted to be Michael Jackson. But that was when he was a kid. It's like it's not connected to reality. They're always gaslighting us.
Well, I mean, and this is what you're now telling people. Now, It's a little over, what, 536 or 5 days till the next presidential election. And it may seem like a lot of time, but, you know, this is not our first rodeo, Judge. It's going to come pretty fast. And when it comes and when it happens, this is America's opportunity to right this ship. But I've got a lot of concerns. You know, they got away with all those shenanigans with the FBI and the FISA court, and they protected Hillary and her deleted emails and Bleachbit and Hammers. And then in 2020, we know the FBI meeting weekly with big tech. They had Hunter's laptop. They authenticated Hunter's laptop, but they were warning big tech and even paying Twitter $3.5 million. That in fact they may be victims of a misinformation campaign. They're putting cinder blocks. They were responsible for censoring all of the information about Hunter's laptop, which would have had a profound impact on the election, a dramatic impact on the election, but nobody gets held accountable.
Yeah, and that's what's so disappointing. And, you know, we talked about this, on your show last night. You know, until we are in the Department of Justice with an attorney general who believes in truth, justice, and the American way, with an attorney general who believes that people need to be accountable, that there have to be consequences, America's going down the drain. I'm very sorry. I have the American flag flying in front of my home. My dad was a veteran. My grandfather was a veteran, World War II. And I love this country, but what they're doing, what they're teaching our kids in school, whether it's CRT or whether it's the kind of stuff that they're showing little kids, that honestly, as a prosecutor, I'd indict some of these people for child pornography. You want to show someone in first grade how to perform oral sex on another kid, and they say Republicans are banning books? We're not banning books. You only need to read that book when you're 21. I mean, not when you're 8 years old.
I can't say it any better. I never thought I'd watch a congressional hearing. Did you? Where the question of a congressional a member of Congress being, can you please define what a woman is? And then the worst part of it is the person that's asked the question can't answer the question.
Or refuses to answer. Oh, they know the answer, Sean. You know full well they know the answer. But they don't want to disappoint the leftist ideologues. Or the kook. I don't get it. I don't get it. You've got a Supreme Court justice candidate, nominee, whose husband is a medical doctor and is asked to define a woman. She said she doesn't know. She's not a biologist. This is what's on our Supreme Court. So I think that people, if they read this book, they will see everything that we're talking about, but it's step by step. It's in increments. And we're now at the point where the kids have gotten out of school. They're running to big corporations. That's why all this money went to Black Lives Matter, the organization, not the movement. I'm in favor of the movement, not the organization. And they're afraid to ask for their money back when the money was totally, it wasn't given to African-American kids so that they...
No, they bought a nice house in a very wealthy neighborhood. Look, the book is called Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic. It is on Amazon.com, Hannity.com. Next Tuesday night, we're doing a studio audience show. Judge Jeanine will be there on Tuesday, and so will Senator Ted Cruz. And if you want free tickets, just go to Hannity.com. But if you want a first print edition of Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic by Judge Pirro, go to Hannity.com, go to Amazon.com now, and Judge, we'll see you on Tuesday in studio with Ted Cruz, and if people want to sign up, go to Hannity.com, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Sean. You can also JudgeJBook.com.
Is that a signed copy?
Yes.
JudgeJBook.com. All right, we'll put that up on Hannity.com if they want to sign first print edition, okay?
Thanks, Sean.
Hours a day is all we ask on the Sean Hannity Show.
So please join us, but just don't be late.
Sean Hannity is on.
You know, the thing about all things MyPillow products, they just work. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and guess what? Mike Lindell, MyPillow, they have just made their pillow, MyPillow, the original, that much better with MyPillow 2.0. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but it now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you're ever going to own. You're going to love it. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, and if you buy one MyPillow 2.0, you get another one absolutely free. The MyPillow 2.0 is made with the temperature regulating technology, 100% made in the U.S. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. You can get it by calling 800-919-6090, use the promo code Hannity, or simply go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, buy one, get one free, the all-new MyPillow 2.0. Hey, you've heard me talk about Henry Repeating Arms and their line of, 200 rifles and shotguns. You can't go wrong with any Henry. They're all great. I love this company. They're awesome people. Their craftsmanship, second to none. HenryUSA.com. You get free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. All right, when we get back, we'll hit the phones toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. And don't forget, if you want to be part of our live studio audience shows, just go to Hannity.com. Tickets are absolutely free. We'll continue. You are listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Don't forget, catch the Sean Hannity Show weekdays right here on this station. And stay tuned for more right after the latest news. Hey, Sean Hannity here from my friends at Lone Star Transfer. If you felt like booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's recently been almost impossible. Now, most clients are shocked to learn that their timeshare is now available to the public, and that severely limits booking options. Now, many owners have also reached out, and they're upset that their yearly dues have nearly doubled during the maintenance fee season. Now, for well over a decade, our friends at Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, they have had the pleasure of helping thousands and thousands of people legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Now, Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Call my good friends for a free, no-obligation consultation. Write this down. Call today, 833-594-0075. 833-594-0075. They're online at LoneStarTransfer.com. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.